In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Brethren in Christ, Jesus was accused many times of being beside himself and that he has gone out of his mind. Even his family heard his words and saw his miracles, but they went out to restrain him from doing what he was doing. And the Jews told him face to face, "Are you not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Even they picked up stones to throw at him. And in the gospel of this morning, the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." Do you see how severe and grave are these accusations against the creator and author of mankind, who gave himself up for our salvation? Do you see how the Pharisees' envy grew worse, even though Christ did not please himself? We know from the epistle of St. Paul this morning that he has endured these accusations, that he is casting out demons by demons, because he identified himself with us. And St. Paul said this morning, "The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me." He means himself. And the reproaches of healing this dumb demoniac fell on Jesus because he prepared him to fit for God. The crowd, however, marveled and stunned at the accomplishment of this deed. Two blind men were able to see, and one who was mute was able to speak. And even the Pharisees themselves acknowledged that this great deed surpassed human capability. The Pharisees, who were not ignorant of this great power, spoke lies about Christ with evil intent to turn people from their faith in Christ by means of their false accusations. So they tempted to prevent people from believing in Jesus after seeing his miracles and listening to his words. They said this not ignorant of Jesus' power and authority. They very well knew that the power of Satan does not work a miracle of this kind. While they attribute to God the casting out of demons, they attribute it to the prince of devils. In a different passage of Matthew, we read that Jesus answered them, "If Satan casts out Satan, he is then divided against himself." By this answer, Jesus perplexed them and muzzled them, because if they say Satan could not cast out Satan, then they could not find nothing to say against Jesus. But if Satan can cast out Satan, then his kingdom cannot stand divided against itself. Christ prevailed over Satan by his own divine power, and it's evident from the two reports we heard this morning that he was not just driving demons, but he was as well driving away error and sins from this world. He is putting down all the devil's arts useless. His divine power was quietly shining forth precisely through the very things to which they were assigning blame. And even Jesus called his disciples to go out and to cast out the unclean spirits. And in their belief, they told him, "Lord, even the demons have been subject to us in your name. In whose name have they been casting out demons? They have been casting them out in the name of Jesus himself." They said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I order you to get out of him." Brethren, do not think that casting out the evil one from the human being is a history or something from the past, not applicable to our present time. The evil one was and is and will be the enemy of the human being and the well-being of our human being. He is at work against every one of us, against every family and every community. The devil's role is to kill, destroy, enslave, install bad thinking, scatter, and to utter destruction. And because of him, the entire population of the unbelievers is blind, sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. They could not see Christ with the eyes of their hearts blinded. As you remember, when you come to baptism and you are ready to be baptized, the priest prays over you to cast every operation of the devil to be expelled from you. Only God can rebuke the unclean spirits and expel them, giving the baptized victory over the devil's impure spirits. But this unseen warfare continues throughout all our lives. We have to be vigilant and watchful of mind to protect our thoughts from being polluted by the machinations of the evil one. God came to grant us patience and encouragement to fight the good fight against all the trickeries and the machinations which we use against each other and against ourselves by the prompting or the teaching of the evil one. But Christ gave us the sacraments to receive his divine power, to overcome all his passion, our passions, bad habits, addictions to evil behavior. Today we are reminded of what happened to all those who were attacked by the evil things. In a materialistic society as ours, it is hard for anyone to identify or recognize the existence of the unseen evil spirits which plague our society and our culture. We often forget that the same dangers are now being faced, even though in a different form, as those that occurred in earlier days. All the inward anxieties as well as outward behavior puts sometimes a hypocritical show of piety. We fail to admit that all our problems are coming from the evil power which is attacking our thoughts and our mind and is reflected in our behavior. the enemy which we face in our daily life cannot be defeated by means of secular approach and methods, only by a complete Orthodox Christian lifestyle. Our minds will be purified as we look out carefully and continuously for the unseen enemy, whom we cannot see when he attacks. We have to watch out, to be careful to distinguish deception from truth, and those who live morally corrupt lives while wearing the mask of virtue were rebuked by Jesus. The hypocrite, like the Pharisees, could rarely choose to toil, but prefer only to make a show. How great is it, the joke of this behavior? How great the folly and the consistency? It is not credible that one would stand by that which was likely to cause him to fall. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.